wonder,
you know, I wonder about this Pope a lot. I'm not Catholic, and I'm not taking shots at Catholicism now or ever. I support the Catholic Church, but I am concerned when, you know, the Pope says there's no hell and being gay is okay and different things. Some would say there's a heretic in the Vatican. But the priorities of this Pope, the priorities of the Church, like climate change. Interesting. Eh? Gregory Wrightstone is the author of Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Welcome back, Greg.
Hey, thanks for having me back on. How are things in Mason, Michigan?
Well, yeah, things are good all over the entire community. I mean, I'm not there at the moment. North. I'm in the North Country. But it's windy and cool, 59 degrees and blowing and windy. Now, last weekend was spectacular, and if global warming is going to bring that to Michigan, we're going to be real popular going forward. You guys will all want to come here. Trust
Amen,
me.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, it makes global warming makes Michigan a better place every day when it happens. But let's talk about the Pope here and everything that's going on. He's going to have a whole host of folks from BP and ExxonMobil and all these other big energy conglomerates. Well, you know, this side of the Pope came out, was his encyclical, I think is what it's called, a couple of years ago, talking about how important climate change was to the future of the world. I'm like, really?
Really?
I got an idea. Read the apostles and tell us about that. That's what I would focus on if I were the Pope. But what are your thoughts?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I actually read his encyclical this weekend, and it was, I did it so you and your listeners don't need to. It was horrible. I mean, his co-authors could have been Karl Marx, Al Gore, and Chicken Little. It was really bad. I mean, it's every litany of horrible things that climates that we're going to do, you know, increasing droughts, famine, pestilence. He derided our use of air conditioning. That was one of his big examples about how we're just abusing our resources, and we shouldn't be using air conditioning because it's a waste. And oh, it was awful. So I'm hoping to finish up an op-ed. Right now, the working title is "Climate Propaganda and a Misinformed Pope."
Here's my
excuse me.
Here's my question. Did the Pope go through and rip out all the central air out of the Vatican? Is it gone now? Did we get rid of all the heat coming to the Vatican? Do we not have electricity there? Because, you know, electricity has a carbon footprint. We need to get rid of all those light bulbs.
Exactly.
Let the pontiff know.
Have you read my op-ed? That's exactly what I wrote.
No.
And that's exactly right. You set us an example for us, Pope. And actually, as I looked into it, I'm not Catholic either, but I talked to, I've got a couple friends that are deeply rooted and actually educators in Catholic philosophy, and both of those inform me that encyclicals are supposed to be a reinforcement of original accepted, already accepted teaching. It's called I forget the name of it, but it's Registerium or just whatever it is. But in this case, what he's doing is instead of using the encyclical to reinforce dogma, he's actually creating his own dogma of what should be done, which I understand it goes against the grain of what an encyclical should be, and that's all that we need to know about that. But
why are we going down this road?
For the poor, to lift them up out of poverty, and his actions, what he's proposing, will do just the opposite. Now there are 1 billion people on Earth that have no electricity. Another 2 billion have very, very limited energy access. And what he's proposing is actually going to make that worse for those people. Rather than lift people up out of poverty that we as Christians should do, his actions will actually make things worse.
They have an energy poverty. Do 3 billion people. You know, there's 3 billion people on the planet have an energy poverty. And the way to lift them up would give them more electricity, more lights, more ability to cook, to cool, to heat. That's what energy does for people. It creates possibilities. Energy harnesses possibilities that gives them the opportunity to move up the economic ladder, not the other way around. So why does the Pope wade into this? I mean, you're right about Karl Marx, Al Gore, Chicken Little, all combined into one hysterical mess. That's what a lot of the green movement's about, in my estimation. I mean, you look at them. They don't have a good grasp of reality. They have a good grasp of hysteria.
Well, great quote from Henry Adams, who said, "It is always good men who do the most harm in the world." And I think this is what he is going to happen here. His intentions are good, but he doesn't have the base of knowledge to go and make these proposals that really are recommendations for the faithful to follow. And it's just as you know, and your listeners have heard me before. I propose, and I back it up with a lot of science, facts, and data, that our increasing temperatures and increasing CO2 are benefiting the Earth tremendously, and benefiting humanity. And as the Pope and a Christian leader, that he needs to know this thing. And we reliable, inexpensive energy is part of the equation of lifting people up out of poverty.
So no there's, question. America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. Yeah, America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. Everybody knows that, and if they don't, they do now. Real quickly, give me a place where people can land to read your book. It is a good read. I've read it, folks. You need to look at it. It's Gregory Wrightstone, the book Inconvenient Facts. Where can they find it, Greg?
Inconvenientfacts.xyz. And if they hit the subscribe button, I'll send them a PowerPoint of the top 25 figures in the book for their use. Inconvenient Facts.xyz.
Gregory Wrightstone, always a pleasure, always an education for us as well, and we greatly appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. All right, quick break. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.